Hey there, it's the Kid Advocate, Samaitia Jordan. I work here at the RCY on the youth social media team. I've invited Nicole to come on the show today because we have something in common. We both switched to distant learning in high school. A lot of youth out there are doing this for the first time, but I want them to know that they can do this and they're not alone.
Absolutely. What made you choose to do school online?
For me, it was because of my anxiety. I sometimes have trouble leaving the house, and when I do, I prefer to have my mom with me because she knows how to calm me down. But my mom was working during the day at the time, so she couldn't bring me to school all the time. I felt most comfortable being at home, so the school I was attending was very supportive and flexible so that I was able to work from home and was able to graduate.
I made the switch because of anxiety as well. I didn't find my people in high school, and distance education was recommended to me by a family friend. I love the flexibility of being able to sleep in and work in my pajamas, but I found that even though I made this switch to support my mental health, there was a downside to it where I felt isolated and my life was lacking purpose and structure.
That's something a lot of people are experiencing as a result of COVID-19. Was there anything you did that you would recommend for other youth?
In my experience, I felt my best when I was babysitting, so I did more of that and I got a job working with children. I also practiced a lot of yoga and started volunteering at my local studio. It gave me a sense of purpose and community. Those connections are really important. And I also started seeing a counselor who helped me stay invested in my mental health when it became more challenging. So I would say spend a lot of time on self-care and hobbies. Talk to someone like a counselor, a caregiver, or a friend. Be open to trying new activities that maybe before COVID you weren't considering at all. You never know what might come of it.
That's great. During COVID, those connections are harder to find. And the hobbies that youth enjoy are not always an option anymore. It's a great time to try new things. We have an ongoing series called RCY's hashtag COVID and Kids BC campaign, which focuses on sharing ideas on how to maintain those connections with people, especially as the weather gets colder.
What challenges did you face doing school online?
I think one of the hardest things for me was scheduling and not being able to see teachers. I easily fell into what I thought was free time and ended up leaving all my work to the last minute, almost affecting my ability to graduate. I also had a great relationship with my teachers, so it sucked not being able to see them as much. On the other hand, they were very supportive and understanding, and that's what pushed me to get things done and graduate with my peers.
There are so many different layers to doing school online. There's the schoolwork itself and all the changes to process and the impact that those changes can have on people's mental health. I struggled with the time management aspect as well. Do you have any advice for listeners?
Schedule time for your schoolwork. Find some kind of structure to get your schoolwork done in a timely manner. Don't leave it to the last minute. Also, communicate with your teachers if you have a hard time understanding the work.
That's good advice. Time management is key, really. I would also add that using your agenda to stay organized is really helpful. You could have a virtual homework hangout with a friend or have a reward system. Challenge your friends. Have fun with it.
And that's all the time we have for today, and join me next time for a new podcast.